of your lands, in the sense that Musa and his brother are only looking to be the kings after me. They want authority, that's why they're here. They say they're from God, but that's not what matters for them. What matters for them is they want to sit where I'm sitting. Okay. يُرِدَانَ أَن يُخْرِجَاكُم مِّنْ أَرْضِكُم بِسِحْرِهِمَا وَيَذْهَبَا بِطَرِيقَتِكُمُ الْمُثْلَى. And they want to get rid of your culture, this culture that you've had years over years, they want to get rid of that. They want to change your lifestyle. فَأَجْمِعُوا كَيْدَكُمْ ثُمَّ أَتُوا صَفَّا. So gather all of your power, right? And come and stand in a line so that you can go against these two. Against Musa and his brother. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْيَوْمَ مَنِ اسْتَعْلَى. And whoever wins today, that person, you know how they say in English, you win and winner takes everything? This is what he's saying. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْيَوْمَ مَنِ اسْتَعْلَى. Whoever wins today gets all the authority. خُبْ. These magicians, they come together, and this huge standoff between Prophet Musa and the magicians is about to start. In other verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes for us what the magicians said to Fir'aun when they came to Fir'aun. The first thing they said to Fir'aun was, قَالُوا. This is not in these verses. This is in another surah of the Quran. قَالُوا أَإِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ. If we're able to defeat Musa, do we get something in return for it? And Fir'aun gave them a promise that, trust me, none of you and me will ever be given. He said, قَالَ نَعَمْ وَإِنَّكُمْ إِذًا لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. If you defeat Musa today, I'm not going to give you a house, I'm not going to give you a car, you know, I'm not going to give you gold, no, no, no. وَإِنَّكُمْ لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. You'll be sitting by my right hand. Do you know what that means? That means you get everything. That means you get everything. So, keep in mind, the magicians of Fir'aun, this is the mindset that they came into this standoff with Prophet Musa with. That if we're able to defeat Musa today, and these were the big guys, these were the big guys, said if we're able to get Musa today, for the rest of our lives, we will be on the right hand of Fir'aun. That means everything. So, this standoff, it begins. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ إِمَّا أَن تُلْقِيَ وَإِمَّا أَن نَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَلْقَىٰ. Either you throw your staff first, or we're going to go first. قَالَ بَلْ أَلْقُوا. So he told them to go first. فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعِصِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ. Before he knows it, their staffs start, and their ropes, because they were using ropes as well, they start looking like snakes. Before I move on, I hope I'm not going too long, but these are very delicate points in the verse. The verse, you see, brothers and sisters, the verse says, يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ. It seemed to him, to who?
Musa.
Prophet Musa. Their magic was so strong that even in the eyes of Prophet Musa, it seemed as if these were snakes. These were the big guys of Egypt. This is serious. That even the Prophet, when he looks, he sees snakes. يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. He sees these things moving as if they're snakes. فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةَ مُوسَى. For a second, Musa is afraid. He's not afraid because he's worried, oh, they did this, what am I going to do? He's worried because he thinks people are going to believe them. He's worried people are going to start believing these people, the magicians. قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ. Don't worry. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى. You are superior compared to them. وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِنِكَ. And throw that thing that you have in your right hand. تَلْقَفْ مَا سَنَعُوا. It will swallow everything that they have created for themselves. It will swallow their magic. إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ سَاحِرٍ. They're only using the tricks of magic. وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. And the magic that a magician uses, it will be exposed sooner or later. it's never successful in the long run. So Musa throws his staff, and we know the story of how his staff turns into a snake and it swallows the other snakes. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the point that I was talking about. That if you keep your heart ready, na'udhu billah, you have done haram. Do tawbah and don't continue. At least keep your heart in a place where it's not very hard. It doesn't become qasiy. What happens if you do this? When certain signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, it will shake you. And that will save you and me. So when Musa threw his staff and it turned into the snake, what happened? فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا أُلْقِيَ أَلْقَى means to throw. أَلْقَى means to throw something. أُلْقِيَ means when you fall. Because the hearts of the magicians were ready, it wasn't hard, when they saw this big sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they fell to sajda. You know, when we hear something, like we hear, for example, a verse of the Quran that's very nice, we throw ourselves to sajda. But what happened to these guys? They fell to sajda. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَجَّدًا قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. Now we believe in the Lord of Harun and Musa. Recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So Fir'aun sees this. He sees that the closest people to him are now believing in Musa and his brother. Recite another salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You will forgive me, the battery on my iPad gave up on me. So.
صلى على محمد وآل محمد.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So Fir'aun sees this and he wants to take revenge now. This is what Fir'aun says, verse 71. قال آمنتم له قبل أن آذن لكم. You believed in him before I gave you permission to believe in him. Right? As if he's supposed to give permission for everything. You believed in him before I gave permission. إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرِ. He's the one who taught all of you guys magic. He's using magic too. Now this is how Fir'aun punishes the magicians. فَلَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ. What does مِنْ خِلَاف mean?
يُسْرَ يُمْنَ.
يُسْرَ يُمْنَ. I will cut your hands on one side and then your legs on the other side. وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخْلِ. And I will hang you from these palm trees. وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ أَيُّنَا أَشَدُّ عَذَابًا وَأَبْقَى. Then you'll know who has more power. So, the magician's response, قَالُوا لَن نُؤْثِرَكَ عَلَى مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَةِ. They say, he has brought us clear signs. We're not going to take you over these clear signs. فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضٍ. You do whatever you want to do. إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You can only make a decision about what happens in this world. Once we leave this world, then we're going to be fine. And then the verses continue. You can see that the magicians of Fir'aun, in the morning, they walked in with what mindset? أَإِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ. They were going against the best servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this reward. At nighttime, these guys were shaheed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way that some of the shuhada of Karbala have been martyred. These guys, in a similar way, they were martyrs. You see the dramatic change? Why? Because the magicians kept their hearts ready. Even if they did something wrong, they didn't just let themselves go. They kept their hearts ready. That's why when they saw the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأُلْغِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا. They fell to sajda because their hearts were ready from before. Inshallah, with that we will bring tonight's talk to an end. A short musibah, and inshallah the brothers will continue. Tonight is the night of Sham Ghariban of Husayn ibn Ali. The night where the loneliness of the Ahlul Bayt, the ghurba of the Ahlul Bayt really shows itself is tonight. When after all of the events of Ashura is done, it's finished, the tents have already been set on fire, and the shelter of the women and the children is ruined now. The children and the women are in this desert. They don't know where to go. And Zainab is gathering them, trying to keep them close. Some of these children are frightened because of the things that they have seen throughout this day, the things that we mourned this morning. And Zainab, from this point on, the masa'ib is for Zainab. That's why we call Zainab Umm al-Masa'ib, the mother of difficulties. Because from this point on, every step of the way, Zainab will take on a calamity, she will take on a difficulty more difficult than the one before it. And now she is gathering these children and these women in the middle of the desert. Some of these children are lost. Zainab has to go and find these children in the desert. She brings them back. She gathers them around one another. And every single one of the children is asking about their father, their uncle, their brother. Some of them are asking about Ali and Al-Akbar. Some of them are asking about Hussein. Some of them are asking about Abul Fadl al-Abbas. Even some of the younger children are asking about Ali and Al-Asghar. Some of the younger children who would play with Ali and Al-Asghar, they're asking, where is Ali and Al-Asghar? What happened?